letters sent by the wives to their husbands in service. It became the fastest-selling single this year, with all the proceeds going to services charities. BBC News.
Now on BBC Radio 4, we follow Dorothy on her perilous journey along the Yellow Brick Road in The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. The story, made famous by the iconic 1939 film, is given a new slant in our dramatisation by Linda Marshall Griffiths, which goes back to L. Frank Baum's classic novel.
You hear that? Don't look away. It's coming. Don't take your eyes off the edge of the world. Land so flat here, nothing breaks it. Except our house.
You see anything?
Ain't nothing. You really think it's gonna come this way, Uncle Henry?
You hear how the house groans?
I hear it.
You see the dark slate of the sky?
Yeah.
That's how it were the last time.
There!
A tornado.
Far out on the line of the horizon, like a chimney of smoke.
Tornado!
Get that child inside!
I'm okay!
Come in!
What you doing, Em?
Washing dishes.
There ain't gonna be no dishes.
Don't scare the child.
I'm not scared. They never laugh. It's like the heat and the land sucked anything left living out of them.
Where's that dog?
Toto?
What's that?
A fence post. It went by like it was just a stick of straw.
It was a twister for sure.
Come away from the window, Dorothy.
Get into the storm cellar.
I'm going. Don't panic me.
I don't want to go in that cellar. I want to walk.
For the love of God.
Where's Toto?
That dog is so stupid, any bit of danger, he'd run into it.
Toto!
Oh, my sweet Lord!
Then I see what death looks like. It's black, so black, and sucks the sky into it. Spinning, taking with it everything. Then the lightning lights up like a flash in a photographer's studio. And it's bigger than I could put in my mind. It's coming towards us so fast.
Dorothy!
And I'm running through the door of the house, and something's coming up so close behind me. And above, the roof's coming apart into a thousand pieces, being snatched away like rows of teeth, and a great mouth roaring wider and wider.
They're coming up!
And everything is quiet. Blow, blow of the inside of the tornado. We go up. What was that? Toto? Dead or alive? Oh, you smell smoke? Let's get out of here. Where are we? The brightness ain't real. The sky, bluer than the bluest eye.
The house! Fire! Water, Toto! This water! A stream! Here it goes!
There ain't no need to do that.
A little man. Something between me and him ain't the right size.
The fire!
That ain't a fire. That's a witch letting go the last of her life. You ain't a witch, are you? You're mighty tall for a munchkin.
I'm no witch. There ain't no such thing as witches.
I want to shake your hand. I don't blame you trying the water. That is the best way to kill them.
You mean there's a somebody?
Under the house? Sure. The wicked witch of the east. Them's her feet.
Under my house?
I never seen no dead person before. Well, excepting my mother. There ain't nothing can prepare how quick a life goes out.
Can we pull her out?
Don't touch them shoes. They're danger.
Her shoes. I know it's wrong, but I can't stop myself looking at her shoes. Silver. Like stars, but I mean, like stars.
What's happening?
Splintering. She's turning into crackling.
That's disgusting.
She was so rotten, she dried up quick in the sun.
You're glad?
Hey, she was about to slice me into pieces.
What for?
Lunch. Then it started. A little dot of a shadow on her face and grew like a great stain spreading out. Time she looked up, it was too late. The shadow of your house swallowed her whole. Splat!
What's that?
Gotta go.
Wait a minute.
Thanks for everything. You saved us.
Wait.
They've come for the magic shoes. The Wicked Witch of the West.
There ain't no such thing as witches.
You tell yourself that.
Where'd he go? A great bat. The shoes. I see myself running towards them. I look up, and the bat is a monkey with huge wings. His eyes on the shoes.
No!
And the shoes are on my feet. And I feel them changing and becoming a part of me.
Now I'll have to kill you. No one in Oz can be parted from the silver shoes once they wear them. Unless they're dead, that is.
He's another witch!
And suddenly, the king monkeys flung into the sky. All the monkeys gone. Who's there? I don't believe in witches. You gonna kill me?
Not all witches kill.
Where are you?
You can look through a witch and never know you are looking at her. It's your fear that hides me.
I ain't scared.
Then look at me.
I turn, and she's like a shard of light. Are all witches so scary?
Yes, but it doesn't mean we're all bad.
Then she sails in the air like a reflection on a lake made sense as the water becomes still.
Now you're brave enough to look at me. Yes, look at me.
Older than I ever seen. So old, I could see through her. But light, like the ripple of the sun on the horizon. And her face, sharp, but smooth. The hat, right to a point. Who are you?
I am the Witch of the North.
I don't believe in the witches.
So, I'm still here.
What are you gonna do to me?
Do? Nothing. There are only four witches, and the witches of the North and South are good. That has to be true, for I'm one myself. There is only the Witch of the West left now for wickedness.
They are monkeys?
You took the shoes. Brave, but dangerous.
But I'm not staying here. I'm going home. I just need you to point the way. Which way is Kansas? I can start out on foot. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
All around this land of ours is a great desert. No one can cross it.
What do you mean? But I gotta go. My aunt and uncle, they'll think something terrible. You don't understand. Their whole lives, they ain't had one happy moment. The hat of the witch shudders, shakes her, like it woke or something.
Put this on your head.
I don't want...
The hat will tell you what to do.
And the hat, so big and dark, down to my eyes. Inside, it speaks. Get it off me!
What did it say?
It knew my name. How did it know my name? It said to go to the City of Emeralds.
Oz will help you.
Oz?
The wizard.
Is he good?
He's a good wizard. Whether he's a good man, I cannot tell.
How do I get there?
You must walk.
Is it dangerous?
Yes.
Oh.
I will give you my kiss, and it will protect you.
My forehead burns. I think it left a mark.
The road to the City of Emeralds is paved with yellow brick. You cannot miss it. Do not be afraid of Oz. Goodbye.
Don't be surprised, Toto. That's how you expect a witch to disappear. A puff of smoke. It's so strange to see trees, ain't it, Toto? Green fields.
road. Yellow bricks. Like a stream of gold. Going on and away. Look at that. This way, little buddy. Stay close. What's that? Hey! A man. Looks like a poor man being attacked by crows. Give me a stone. Hey, get off! Get off, will ya? I kill me a witch today. Don't think I can't take out a crow. Ugh! Hey, Toto. Look at that. It's just an old scarecrow. Some man you are. I sure hope they didn't hurt you, mister. Good luck. Toto.
Help me.
What? Who said that?
They'll come back, them crows, soon as you're gone.
And I look at the scarecrow, and he looks back at me. His eyes, bright alive. How can you speak?
Open my mouth, words come out.
But you're stuffed with straw.
That's what the crow said. He landed on my shoulder, said, "Those fool farmers. Any crow could see you were made of straw." Then he hopped down and ate as much corn as he liked. The other birds made a real racket of laughter.
Can't you scare them at all?
Well, I tried whistling, but didn't work much. I felt a real flop. But the old crow, he said to me, "They think a man of straw is gonna save their precious corn when this corn ain't worth a dime. They can't even swap it for a sack of coal. Maybe better to burn this field. I'll leave it to us poor birds." "Ooh, don't burn it," says I. "I don't think I can stand up much to a lighted match." He laughed at that and said, "You had a brain in your head. You'd be as good as them old farmers and clever than most."
"You don't have a brain?"
"Tread on my toes or stick a pin in me. The only thing that'll be hurt is my feelings of being such a fool."
"Hey, would you like me to get you down from there?"
"I thought you'd never ask."
"I'm not strong. Don't know if I can lift you."
"Don't forget, I'm light as a feather."
"Are your legs not strong enough to stand?"
"No, my heart. See, I thought I would spend my whole life up there."
"My name's Dorothy, by the way."
"Well, hey there, Dorothy. Now, tell me, what's a kid like you doing out on the Yellow Brick Road?"
"I'm going to the Emerald City to see the Wizard of Oz."
"A Wizard of who?"
"The Wizard of Oz. Ain't you never heard of him?"
"No brain, remember. Wholly absent."
"Well, he could give you a brain. He's a wizard. I'm from Kansas, and he's gonna help me get home."
"Kansas? What's that?"
"Big, flat, gray all over. You go gray, you stay too long."
"Why would you want to leave this beautiful land and go back to that dry old place?"
"Well, I guess it don't matter what the world looks like if you're near people who are a part of you."
"See, if your head was stuffed with straw, you'd live in the beautiful places. It's fortunate for Kansas you people got brains."
"I'll help you up."
"Hey, try me, dog. You want a mouth for the straw?"
"Don't tease him. He's got no words to come back at you."
"Hey, well, we're going to see the Wizard of Oz. Talking dog is not beyond the wildest possibilities."
Got so beat up here. You notice, like, look, the yellow bricks are all busted, like someone was trying to pull them out."
"Notice, I keep falling down them."
"Hold my arm."
"Problem with this walking is I got one leg longer than the other. Ain't an exact science, you know, scarecrow making. Hey, why you stopped?"
"These trees are becoming a forest. You think the road goes right through?"
"Sure keeps going into it."
"I know it's a stupid thing, but I'm scared of the dark. Being left in the dark."
"You want to stop?"
"I've been through a cyclone today. I'm kind of tired."
"Mm-hmm. Hey, see, there's a little rummy-down cottage."
"It looks like a beaten-down brute all scrunched to the ground."
"Well, is that all the road on through?"
"Part of me wants to walk all night out of this place."
"Look, I won't sleep. I don't sleep. It's these sewn-on eyes. They don't close. I'll watch."
"You sure?"
"I like night. My eyes get accustomed. All manner of things change." "You wet inside?"
"No, just lonesome."
"Oh, look, look. Take my coat. I don't need it."
you sure?
You get real cozy. I'll watch by the door.
Toto! Piece of old stale bread in my pocket. Here. I got a little food.
It's a nice thought. If I could do thoughts, it would be. Thanks.
Night. Night, Aunt Em, wherever you are. What was that?
Hey, just a tree or something. Trees, I notice at nighttime, take to stretching.
That is not a tree. That is the guts of something in misery. Yeah.
Now, I got me a question that a man without brains could never work out. Do we run, or do we go and see what's making that noise?
Run.
So why ain't we running?
It don't move. The sound, like something's stuck in a trap and can't get free.
So we stand? We wait? I ain't got this whole monsters at your back door thing sorted yet.
It ain't a monster.
Oh, well, whatever it is, look. It stood right outside the back of here. Look at the size of that shadow.
Oh. I can't just leave it, but...
What?
What if it's some kind of trick?
I'm not scared of anything, right? I have no brain. I'll open the door, and you get ready to run. And if it hurts me, it won't hurt me. Right?
Right.
Right. Okay. Ready? One, two...
Walking scarecrow, that is very scary.
He's some kind of robot with an axe in his hand.
Painted on face, it's hard. Please don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
I can't move.
Well, why can't you move?
See, stop. Oil can in the cottage.
I'll get it.
Can you blink or something? Don't look at me so much.
You got an axe in your hand. I dare take my eyes off you.
Well, I've been stood here 1 year. I ain't gonna move now.
You really stuck?
You like a real scarecrow or someone dressed up?
Real scarecrow?
I don't know how that can be.
I'm coming from a man made of tin. Your face is so shiny I can see my own reflection in it.
That's what scares me. Blink or something.
I can't blink. My eyes are a pair of buttons and they don't match.
What happened to you?
Oh, you see, there was a great thunderstorm. It was such a lightning show, I forgot the danger, and before I could get home, my joints, they rusted.
What ones?
My neck.
Okay. Move his head.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, my arms.
Watch out!
I have been holding that above my head since I rusted. It is some great pleasure to put it down again. No!
Now, don't start crying. You'll rust up again.
I might have been stood here forever if you hadn't come along. Can you imagine what that would have been like?
I can. Sure I can.
Now, that's your legs done. Move slowly.
Oh, to look at something but the door of this cottage, which I could never reach. Oh, that's what you look like, Moon. Oh, you're so much bigger than I remembered.
What are you?
I'm a man. A woodman.
But you're made of tin.
Yes, that is my second greatest misfortune.
What's your first?
I have no heart.
What? What happened to your heart?
I'm a woodcutter. My axe swings and the trees fall. The axe slips. I lose a finger, an arm. But a metal arm, a metal leg is a stronger, a better instrument than flesh and blood. And always more to be cleared, more need for the land. It used to be people used the wood, but now it's just for the land to grow huge fields of corn.
My field was corn.
So I became like a machine. Every limb I lost, every part of me put back together in metal. And I worked, and I worked till I was numb from working. And one day I realized I couldn't feel anything anymore. I felt nothing and didn't know what I was. That was the moment I stopped. It started to rain, and as I looked up at the thunderstorm, I knew my heart was already gone.
The Wizard of Oz will help you get a new heart.
No. How can a heart be made of nothing?
Me, I'm going for a brain. What use is a heart if you don't know what to do with it?
But a brain cannot make you happy, and that is what makes you alive.
We can talk philosophical on the Yellow Brick Road. But I gotta sleep now. I'm falling down.
You gotta keep walking. It ain't safe for people like you.
People like
flesh and blood.
What do you mean?
We gotta keep moving on through the forest. Sleep when we get to the other side.
Keep up, Toto! We must be right at the middle. The moon just about petered away. What's that noise?
Don't think about them noises.
Don't mention noises.
What noises?
I don't hear no noises. There's something prowling through
this. How long will it be before we're out of this forest?
I don't know. I've never been to the other side of it.
What was that?
Stomach rumble.
Whose stomach?
Stay together. Get behind me.
Toto! What kind of animals are in this forest?
All sorts. Bears.
Bears?
And bigger. I got me my axe. I'll break him to pieces.
Lion! The scarecrow, and his teeth like a cat plays with a mouse. Tin Man, knocked to the ground like he weighed nothing. And me.
I have the mark of a witch upon you.
I am not a witch.
I will not take a child, and that one is made of straw, and this one metal. Only the little rat remains.
You can't take Toto. He's all hair, believe me.
They keep coming.
Who?
The Kalida.
The Kalida? Who are they?
No one looks in the eye of a Kalida and lives.
That don't sound good.
Between a bear and a lion. The bear always wins. He crushes my skull with his fist before I can seize his throat.
So the Kalida's a bear?
More than a bear. They've been hunting me all night. You chopped the forest to nothing, and now there's nowhere to hide. They kill everything in their path.
We're walking. We're walking.
Little girl, get on my back.
Dorothy, do what he says.
I can run.
Get on.
Don't look behind.
Don't get left behind.
I'm running. I'm running.
I don't taste good anyhow. What are they going to do? Dense me?
They'll rip you to pieces.
Still running.
Scarecrow.
Hello. This road keeps tripping me up.
Remember the hole.
I get no memory to remember.
Run.
Hold on.
Head to the edge of the forest.
Over there.
We're nearly there.
Toto, keep up.
Hey, the edge of the forest.
Just stop.
A great drop. Like the road being cut away so deep down, you can't see the bottom of it. And wide, no way we're getting over it.
What are we gonna do now?
Jump.
Can you make it?
I'll try it with the scarecrow first. I don't want to break the child.
Quick!
Hold on.
I ain't looking down.
With a great leap. They're over.
That was some kind of fun. They're coming. Quick!
Dorothy, hold on very tight. Get the dog.
I don't look down. I just look at my friend, the scarecrow. And then I shut my eyes.
The Tin Man's too heavy. I can't carry him.
You gotta go help him. You gotta go back.
Chop! Tin Man, chop that tree!
I'm chopping!
Tin Man, cross the gulf.
You gotta go help him. He needs your strength.
They'll kill me! The Kalida!
Chap! Don't look!
Don't worry about me! What am I anyway? Just some old tin can!
And the lion, he leaps back over the gulf.
Push! Push the tree!
It's a branch! Hurry!
If I had a mind, I'd lose it!
The Kalida, half bear, ahead of a tiger!
Cross the bridge!
And what about you?
I will hold them back as long as I can.
Quick!
There's more of them!
The lion stands on the bridge between us and them, and he seems so small as the great beast of the Kalida steps onto the bridge.
Chap!
Have you lost your mind?
Actually, yeah. I chap this side of the tree!
The lion will fall!
Do it!
You're the last. lion, aren't you? Know what we do with lions? We strip your skin first, make necklaces from your claws, eat your tongue. Your crown give to the children, you know, dressing up for fun. And your flesh we tear to pieces, eat your heart, spit the offal. Your bones we gnaw, then crack, then trample. No memory of a lion will be left here. You should have run.
Slow motion. The lion makes a great leap backwards and the tree itself dips forward. The Kalida, he leaps, but he's already going down. His blue eyes, surprised now.
Looks like we're going to live a little while longer.
One second more, I would have saved myself and left you to the Kalida.
But you didn't.
A lion should never be afraid. And now I can't go back. Someone will shoot me on this road.
We'll go together.
Go where?
The Wizard of Oz. He'll take away your fear.
He's some kind of miracle worker.
Oh, look at that.
Why does the horizon shimmer green? Is that morning?
No, it's the Emerald City. You're looking at the City of Oz.
I never saw a city before.
Let's rest some.
City of Oz. It's so high. Every building to points. And all green and shimmer like it hurts me to look at it. Like it's a jewel itself. A great crown. And the strangest thing. Here on the outside of it, the people live in the worst kind of slum. A man, his leg broke and strapped, sits outside a small shack.
Where are you motley bunch going to?
The Emerald City.
See the great Oz.
You sure Oz will see you?
Why not?
No one sees Oz. I've been in the Emerald City 100 times. I got a bunch of petitions.
He won't see you?
Would you want to see me? If you live in a place like that?
He'll see us.
He's got to.
Nice try. Good luck.
Who are you?
What fools do you think dug all this green stuff out of the ground and sold it for nothing? He only shows himself in a vision. Everyone sees something different. What you see is what you most fear.
What did you see?
A hungry child.
Let's go.
No one sees Oz. The Oz is terrible. No time wasters. Next. Move on, please.
But we have to see him.
He'll eat you up for breakfast. A petition to see the Oz cannot be denied. But no one yet has come out of the throne room seeing more than their own stupidity.
Well, we start where we finish. We still gotta try.
Welcome to the Emerald City. This way, please.
Treasure chest. A world inside a world. Children laughing. Green. Everything emeralds. My eyes hurt from looking at them.
This way!
And we go up and up. Narrow towers, all emeralds. And up again. To a higher place. Heading always towards the crown.
Here is the throne room. The great crown of the city.
Do we go in together or one at a time?
Neither matters, for you always go in alone.
I'll go first.
Oh!
I'm not scared. What can he do to me? I already lost everything.
We'll follow you.
Next, please. As I open the door, step through. Good luck. You'll need it.
Emeralds all around me. Like glass, like a mirror. Everything turns. Faster. Why is it spinning? I'm inside a...
Stop it!
It's turning. I'm in it. so quiet. I've been here before. Tornado. Who's there?
I am the Eye of the Storm. The Great Oz. What do you want of me?
I want to go home.
Home?
Kansas.
Poverty and sickness.
It's more than that.
Where did you get those shoes?
The Wicked Witch of the East.
Did you kill her?
No.
You killed her?
It was an accident.
What do you see all around you?
I see a wall of light that I cannot get out of.
You're alone.
I'm always alone.
Through the door, please. Next!
Dorothy? Where are you? Dorothy! Oh, now there's emeralds and... Fire! Fire! Don't burn me! I'm a tinderbox of a man!
Shh! I'm the Great Oz. What do you want of me?
Dorothy! A brain! I want a brain!
Send me back to Kansas.
Why would you go back to such a place?
My aunt and uncle need me.
You're an orphan?
Yes.
A burden of grief.
That's not true.
But you're alone. You said so yourself.
I can make them happy.
What would you do with a brain?
I'd learn how to use it.
Mine. Not something to be given to a piece of brag.
Dorothy. Who's there? It had to be water.
I am the Great Oz. Step closer.
I can't. Water is a living death to me.
What is it you want?
A heart.
Why would I give you something you already wasted?
Don't get too close!
See how easy you turn to nothing. What price, then, a brain?
What's to say that you wouldn't cash in your heart a second time?
I'm alive, aren't I? Until a man's dead, no one can say he ain't capable of change.
I'll do anything.
Kill the Wicked Witch of the West.
I didn't say kill.
You said
anything.
Dorothy? The green. A forest?
I have been waiting for you.
How can you be here? You're dead, I saw you fall. Give me my courage.
You are right to be afraid. Your time is done. There is no place left for a creature like you.
But how can I live if I am not free?
You think freedom is something to be given away?
Kill the Wicked Witch of the West.
May?
Then you will be the wisest man in Oz.
When the witch is dead, come to me, and I will give you the kindest and most loving heart of all.
Bring me proof the Wicked Witch of the West is dead, and in that moment, you shall have courage.
Dorothy!
Look at me. Look at me.
I was in the tornado. Oz was the tornado.
He was a fire, ready to burn me to nothing.
He was water.
He was the Kalida.
What are we gonna do?
He said, kill the Wicked Witch of the West.
I won't kill nothing. Not ever.
Then, this is it, Dorothy. This is the end of the road.
I hate this. Always having to choose something I didn't want in the first place.
I will go with you, though my heart is beating with fear.
I will go too, though I cannot kill.
Oh, I don't know what I'm thinking, but hey, you can't go without me.
What choice I got?
This is the way out, then.
It's a desert.
What do you expect? It's the West Gate. Nothing lives beyond here.
Where's the road?
There is no road. No one goes here by choice. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to shut the gate. I'm getting a shiver just by looking out.
Oh, the trees are dead.
It's dry, like no water ever run through it.
It looks like home to me.
We go west.
There's a wind picking up. Do you hear that?
Like a dust storm.
Like someone screaming on the wind.
Like someone knows we're coming.
The dust is getting in my eyes.
Stay together.
Toto?
There's something out there. Something riding on the wind.
Hold my hand.
Dorothy!
I know that noise. Scarecrow!
What happened?
He's gone. They caught him up from behind. He went up.
Stay close. Hold my mane.
I can't see.
Something's coming through.
Flying monkeys!
The lion.
Get off him.
Run, Dorothy!
No, get off.
Kill the girl. Get the shoes. We only want the lion.
Hundreds of them, like a swarm. And the scarecrow, they ripped to pieces. The Tin Man, they drop. And me. Do what you have to do. Get it over and done with.
Ah, the kiss of the good witch. That is stronger magic. Bind the lion. Bring the girl. Don't hurt her. Fly! Fly!
Put him in the cage. I always wanted a cat for a pet. Feel your fear. Can you see me?
Dorothy! The witch! She's invisible!
I told you to kill the girl!
She is marked by the good witch.
You're uglier than the witch of the east. I ain't scared of you!
Then look at me when I'm talking to you.
She's all around me. I can feel her breath.
If you know where I'm standing.
Get off me!
Didn't think you could see me. Those are my shoes.
They are my shoes.
You will starve the lion until he does my bidding. Maybe he will kill the little girl for us. Until then, you are my slave.
I'm no one's slave.
Stop! Die, such is the power of the charm.
Stay afraid, for I will find a way to take those shoes and see you dead. Give her bread and water, nothing else. And the lion, nothing.
What about the golden cap? You said after this last thing you would give us it. We've been slaves too long.
You must wait, my friend. I wear this cap until I have no more use for you.
You promised! Only one more task!
Golden cap. Refuse and the magic will work against itself. You'll die and all your people.
Dorothy?
Did they hurt you?
Some.
They killed our friends.
Listen to me. We might not have a lot of time. You have to make yourself look at the witch.
I tried, but my heart is beating. She's gonna kill us, isn't she?
No, I smell something strange on her.
What?
Fear.
Fear of you?
No, of you.
Me?
What is the charm of the shoes?
I don't know.
Bread and water for the girl. Nothing for you, lion. Sweet dreams.
Some of my bread.
I live with hunger. I'm not afraid. She'll never tame me.
have some water at least.
No, save it. We don't know how long it will be before they will bring anything again.
My friends are dead, and all I can think of is how tired I am.
Here. I will lean against the bars, and you can sleep next to me.
I didn't ever want to come here. I didn't ever want to leave home. No one.
She's here. Don't be afraid.
Ah!
What happened?
Something pulled my foot.
She's trying to get the shoes. Don't be afraid. Look at her.
Stay away.
I'm not going to hurt you, little girl. I'm just going to take those shoes.
Why? What's the charm in them?
Oh, everyone who wears them knows what the charm is.
I can see her. She's in that corner.
Not anymore, Lion. Keeps you scared.
I lost her.
Give me the shoes.
Never.
What, you gonna fight me with a plate and a cup?
Don't you come any closer to me.
She's behind you, Dorothy.
Can you see me yet? Can you see this?
She's got a knife.
You cannot hurt me.
But this is an enchanted blade, and that works its own magic.
Dorothy, there!
She touched my hair!
Pretty curl. I'll keep that.
Dorothy, listen to me. If you don't look at
There is no way to kill a witch.
No. No, you're wrong. There is one way. And suddenly, I'm not afraid. I see her now.
What did you do?
I threw the cup of water at her. I see the 1,000 years of hate wrapped in her face.
You killed her!
A munchkin told me. Best way to kill a witch.
Water, my enemy. For it cleanses that which is evil. It is like fire to me.
She's melting.
Burn a little thing like you.
And she's gone. Into a pool of nothing. Like she never was. I look at the shoes, and they have both become as bright as a red ruby.
Don't look.
My shoes are the color of blood.
It's not your fault. She would have killed you.
I don't feel anything. I don't know I'll ever feel anything again.
Quick, the gold cap.
What's happened here?
The witch is dead.
Give me the cap.
Now you must do as I say. Release my friend.
Oh. Is there never an end to this? Now what?
Take us back to the Emerald City.
Go to our friends you tore to pieces and put them back together. Bring them to the Emerald City.
Repair them as they ever were. The witch is dead. Dorothy, you can go home.
I'm like new. They had to give me new straw. I was all blown away. Stuck up on a tree branch. Just the skin of me.
We thought you were finished. Tin Man!
I thought I'd never see you again. I thought the witch had killed you and that was the end of all of us. Dorothy, what happened to you?
I killed the witch.
So, now will you give me the golden cap? We did all you asked.
Do you have no shame for all the harm you've done?
We are slaves. We do what we're told. The greatest shame is having to live like this. Give me the cap.
The cap catches the sun a moment and blinds me. I hold it.
So, you become like the rest of them.
Until the day I find a way home.
And what if you never find your way home?
I am Oz, the great and terrible. Why do you seek me?
We have come to claim our reward.
What reward?
You promised to send me back to Kansas once the witch was destroyed.
And give me a brain.
A heart.
Take away my fear.
Is the witch dead?
I melted her with a cup of water. Now keep your promise.
Hello?
I am Oz, the Terrible.
What do you want of me?
I never do anything without return. I never return.
The witch is dead. The witch is dead. The witch is dead.
The witch is dead.
You have killed the witch.
You must pay.
I have been waiting. The wise man.
That's what you call a blown fuse.
Toto?
Yeah, behind the throne.
Lots of screams.
What? Technology. There's always a glitch. Now.
A little man. Hair tobacco yellow.
Oh, that's done it.
Who are you?
I am Oz, the great and terrible. Please don't hurt me.
You're the Eye of the Storm?
The fire? How did you know so much about us?
Oh, spies, birds, the Kalidar even.
So, you're not a wizard?
Pyrotechnics and gadgets are my game.
So you hide behind all this to keep power?
Hey, a politician.
And not even a good one at that.
How am I going to get home to Kansas?
My brains.
My heart.
My bravery.
You're just an old humbug.
Exactly so.
You just live in this city and the people outside are starving.
Don't speak of it.
Just close your eyes. Don't think about it.
Yeah, I try not to.
These poor people.
So it's all for nothing.
Generally, yes.
I'm just a sack of straw.
An empty tin.
Running scared my whole life.
What you have, you have. How can I add to that?
Well, that's a lot of nothing.
You have to use what you have. That's what makes a mind or a heart come alive.
Hey, that's what I say.
You're full of ideas.
I am?
And him. Look how he cries with such compassion. How can he not have a heart?
I do.
We have?
Sure, you're the cleverest person that I know.
I never knew someone so tender-hearted.
Oh, congratulations.
It was there all the time. I just never knew it. Now I know it. I know it.
I'm bright with happiness.
And you, Lion. True courage is facing danger when you're afraid. And that kind of courage you have in plenty.
You're still a humbug.
Well, that I am. But how can I not be a humbug when people always want me to do things that everybody knows can't be done?
So what about me?
That is more difficult, but I do have an idea to get you home, Dorothy. Now this way, please.
Where are we going?
A secret door!
You know, the people of Oz thought I just landed from no place. I appeared, a visitation. That's what a wizard does. That's why they fear me.
Where we going?
Keep up.
You see, there was one thing they didn't realize. This way, please.
Some kind of tower.
What didn't they realize?
Head up! Fall on me, I'll bite you.
Here we are, the very top.
What didn't they realize?
Well, no one comes from nowhere, my dear.
So where did you come from?
Me? Omaha.
Omaha?
Never heard of it.
It's from my world. How did you get here?
Well, look over the edge of the tower and you'll see.
An air balloon!
A man's always got to be ready to make an exit. Oh,
but what is that?
It's the Oz's ticket out of here.
So when those people find out I ain't no wizard, what do you think they're going to do?
You're going to go this minute?
Undoing the rope, getting out of here.
And you take Dorothy with you.
That's the plan. Now step back, please. I got a rocket to launch.
Oh. This is your way home.
There's room aplenty, though I can't vouch for a soft landing.
Hey, I flew in a house. Believe me. They land heavy.
Oh, God, the balloon's lifting. We got a very short moment when it's level with the top of the tower.
Well, this is goodbye, then.
Forget goodbyes. We gotta get in.
It's lifting.
Hold on to the rope.
I got the rope.
The rope's good.
I got the step.
The balloon's starting to pull.
Dorothy, get in the basket.
Toto! Where's Toto?
My weight will hold it. Put me in.
Dorothy, quickly!
Toto! Quickly!
It's going on!
I can't hold it!
Come back!
Impossibility!
But how am I gonna get home?
Why, you pesky dog.
Should've let me eat that little hairball.
That's it, then. After all this, that's it.
Look at him go.
Bye. Let go, balloon. It can only go up.
What'd he say?
What did you say?
What? There's what?
Dorothy?
Say something.
Cry or something.
I can't cry. I'm done with crying. Give me the golden cap.
What you gonna do?
Dorothy?
There's another witch. We'll go see her.
Will we never be free of this? What is your wish?
Take us to the Witch of the South.
Glinda? She is the most powerful witch of all. I dare not step into her presence.
You better be brave, then. Do as I ask.
Oh, what is this place?
It's a palace.
But there's no ceiling.
It's a forest.
It's like it was built 1,000 years ago and everything grew back over it.
Now, will you not let us go?
There's no one here. Where's the witch?
I don't know. Maybe she's dead.
But I've got to get home. You have to find the witch.
I don't know where the witch is.
I'm ordering you!
If you make a command we cannot fulfill, we die.
But I have to go home.
Dorothy.
Shut up! The forest is still. My friends looking at me like they don't know me. Something's breaking in me, like I can't hold on no more. I'm sorry. Please, take the cap. I don't want to make slaves of nobody.
300 years. It was said only if the golden cap was given up freely could we then ourselves be free. Free!
And he goes to another better life. I never thought I wouldn't get home.
You can stay with us.
What about my aunt and uncle? Who will put together their broken hearts?
You will.
Who said that?
There's a young girl.
Hey, where do you come from?
Who are you?
And she stepped out of nowhere.
It must have been quite some journey you've all had.
What do you mean?
Well, you can see me.
You're Glinda, but you're so...
young? I am the oldest witch of all.
But how do you say...
You want to go home, Dorothy? The magic of the shoes is they grant your heart's desire.
They do?
You could have gone home any time if it was what you really wanted.
So, why didn't you?
I don't know. I guess a part of me is scared.
Of what?
Of them?
Did they hurt you?
No, but they've had such unhappiness, and I'm so loud and stupid, say all the wrong things. I whistle at the table, I don't even know I'm doing it. I laugh out loud at Toto's stupid little tricks. It hurts them.
Never hide your laughter, Dorothy.
But my aunt, if I laugh, she puts her hands over her ears.
Sadness will pass away. Its laughter kept me as I am. Now knock them shoes together 3 times and command them to carry you wherever you wish. Do you want to go home?
I do.
Now?
Just let me say goodbye to my friends. Oh, don't cry. You'll seize up.
Well, you'll be okay.
They're all I got. They love me best they can.
You're the bravest out of all of us.
Oh, humbug.
Come here, kid.
It's time, Dorothy.
Toto! Goodbye!
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 I look at my friends to put their faces in my mind for always. And the young witch, a girl just like I am, she is the part of me I want to stay forever. I knock my shoes together. Once, twice, 3 times. Kansas! Ow! Are these landings never solved? Where are we? My shoes! The shoes have gone! Toto, wait! We don't know whose house that is! Something near farmhouse. The land, though. This is our land. Toto? The door of the farmhouse opens, and a woman comes out. A man comes from the cowshed. Their faces. I know their faces.
Dorothy?
M.M.! It's me, it's me. I'm home. Don't cry, M.M. Please don't cry.
Oh, Dorothy, sweetheart. I'm not crying. I'm laughing for joy.
Wonderful Wizard of Oz, Dorothy was played by Amelia Clarkson, Scarecrow by Kevin Eldon, Tin Man by Bern Gorman, and Lion by Zubin Vala. The Wizard, Kalila, and Uncle Henry were played by Jonathan Keeble, and The Witches by Emma Fielding. King Monkey was played by Andrew Westcliff, and The Munchkin and Gatekeeper by Graham Hawley. Original music was by Ollie Fox and sound design by Steve Brook. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz was written by L. Frank Baum, dramatised by Linda Marshall Griffiths and directed in Manchester by Nadia Molinari. Time for a quick look at tomorrow's weather. Spells of light rain and drizzle will affect the west, whereas the east will be rather cloudy but drier with some bright intervals. The far northwest will see heavy rain and severe gales at times. It will remain mild for most. And that's the weather forecast.